Mark, I want you to just come say something before, while you're saying, I want to pray for you, my dear. Here says the Lord God of heaven. My daughter, even in your pain, you never left me. Even in your rejection, you never let me down. I hear God saying right now, I am taking you to the next place. I am with you. I will never leave you nor forsake. But I am anointing you afresh. There is a fresh anointing coming upon you. Fire.
Hallelujah.
This is my friend. He's called Dr. Mark. I want him just to greet you. Dr. Mark is a doctor from Sioux Falls, and he's a blessed man. He has been with me in Kenya. Just say something. Okay.
Anyway, we have a beautiful crowd here, and I feel like I'm part of the family. Darlene and Bob fixed this lunch yesterday, and Pastor Tim and Angela, Pastor Len, Mike, and Rich. I feel like I'm part of the family. When I was listening to music, I grew up in a Dutch Reformed church, and you didn't have the best singers, and no one claps. And I just felt all the emotions. I thought I was an African church. I've been to Kenya twice with Pastor Mike, and we're all missionaries. It doesn't cost that much to go on a missionary trip. And I talked to Pastor Len. I'm going to go on some other countries with Pastor Len. But anyway, we're all missionaries. And the biggest thing is, what does Jesus do? And he loves everybody unconditionally. And we're brothers and sisters. And we all have our little arguments, but we still love each other. And this day is going to change your life. And anyway, I was in Kenya with Pastor Mike, and he never brags about himself. He could. I don't know if you people know, but he was knighted by the Queen of England for all the people that he feeds in Kenya. He would never tell you that. So I said, should I call you Sir Magic Mike? And he didn't know what Magic Mike was, but we watched that movie when he was at my house over Christmas. So, and Darlene and Bob, I love you very much. But Bob, you're my boy. Blue, you're my boy. I've seen that movie, but anyway. But Mike is a blessing, and Tim and Pastor Angela. And just thank you for coming here. Mike said, I got to come here and meet you. And he feeds thousands of, when he was at my house for Christmas, he fed 24,000 people in his church on Christmas Day when he was with us. And he gets containers from Mombasa, which is, by the time it got to the poor countries, the people never got it because they were selling all the food out of it. And so he has a deal with the UN for $600. He can get a 40-foot container of food, and that food will feed 10,000 people for a month for $600. And one thing about Mike, he never asked for money, and when I met him, he was living out of a car with his wife and his three children. He sold his house to give the money to the poor. And anyway, but money is a seed, like they've talked about. And the more you give, the more God is going to bless you. But thank you very much.
Thank you, thank you. Okay, I'm going to use very, very few minutes, unusual. Normally, I use hours, so I'm going to try to work in minutes. But I must lay the ground rules here. I want Pastor, Tim, I want you to allow me to lay a new ground rule. Rule number one, you must shout. Hey, yes, hallelujah.
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 So that's the rule. You clap. Even when I don't say any good important point, just clap by faith, because I'm also preaching by faith. So when I preach by faith, you also must receive by faith.
Yes.
Because today, we are going to a new level. I think today is my new year. Today I'm getting into 2022. This is a new year today. And I see God today lifting up your heart to another level. How many of you are ready? Are you ready? No, Pastor Lynn, I am not a magician. I'm a pastor. I want people to have faith before I preach. Because there is healing taking place right now. Right now. Right now in the name of Jesus. I don't need to call people for healing for them to be healed. They need to hear the word. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And I have faith today. Come on, my friend. You know, I want to give you a blessing your father never gave you. I declare to you as a father today, and I break every yoke, and I declare to you today, your background has got nothing to do with your foreground, in Jesus' name. Now, once a while, God will give me a word for somebody. I want to teach you a secret. If they don't receive, receive it. Because it can be one person, but it means many. Yes. So when you hear a prophetic word, take it. Yeah. And when you take it, write it down. It becomes yours. Yeah. And when the devil comes, you can tell the devil it is written. Yeah. Hallelujah. Number two, you are allowed to smile when I'm preaching. I'm coming there. I love that side so much. This side is a little bit lukewarm. It is like they fear the pastor.
Oh, no.
You don't?
He's the most loud.
Shopakaramasede. Now, in the Bible, there is a story. There is a word in the Bible. A woman is preaching to Jesus. And is telling Jesus, even now.
Oh, yes, even
now.
Suddenly, even now.
Sister,
yes.
Even now. Even now, whatsoever you shall say, it shall be done. Even now. Not tomorrow, now. Okay, let me go deep. In Hebrew, now means now. In Africa, now means now. Anywhere you go, now is now. So there are things that has been difficult to your life, but I'm coming to you in the name of Jesus, even now. I tell you, I have seen miracle. I'll be sharing with you. But even now, it doesn't matter the whispers behind your ears. People who have told you you cannot make it. People who have brought fear. Just because we are in a position where the world is creating fear. Fear is killing more people than COVID. Fear is killing more people. And the devil knows how he's a liar. He's using one thing, fear. But today I come to you from Africa in the name of Jesus to tell you even now. Can we shout that even
now.
Shout it again, even
now.
Even now. Because the Bible says faith. Paul, when Paul is teaching us about faith in Hebrews, he said, now faith is. Even faith is now. Whatever you have never done for many years, you're going to do it quickly. Because even now. Now, this story about even now is a story that many preachers have preached about because it's a story of a man without faith. Do you know the person who had no faith in the whole Bible? And he was a friend of Jesus. So it doesn't matter who is your friend, you can be still an idiot. This place is smiling better. No matter who is your friend, you can still be an idiot. So this was a friend of Jesus. And the sisters loved Jesus. Jesus was their family person. And the problem, the guy became sick. Now today I want you to know, sickness is not from God. Sickness is of the devil. Sickness is not of God. Never think that sickness is God speaking to you. God doesn't speak to us by evil. But when it comes, the price has already been paid. By his stripes, we were healed. Now, this guy is dead. How much faith does a dead person have? He has no, that's why I said this is the man without faith, yet he's a man who received the biggest miracle. He was dead in the book of John 11. And he was in the grave for 4 days. Pastor, we were discussing with you, we say 4 days means you are completely dead. According to the Jew, until you, for 4 days. That's why Jesus had to wake up the third day. Otherwise, he would have been completely dead. 4 was exactly number that they believe now that person can never come back to life. So he was not only dead, he was stinking. Oh my God. Yes. Smelling. Yes. I know how to smell. I'm telling you that me, I lost my parents when I was 9 years old and I became an orphan. And I went to live on the street. I was so poor. That's not bad. The bad thing is when poor people call you poor. When someone who is poor still say, I am praying for you because you are poor. That's poverty. I ate garbage. I've eaten dead animals, roadkills. And I wanted to commit suicide, not once, not twice, over 6 or 7 times in my life. When you see people doing things, never blame them because you have never been in their way. That's why the Bible clearly say, do not judge. Because you have never been in their way. I have been in a way that I could drink, I could smoke. I started sniffing glue when I was 9 years old. They say this in Africa, which is true. My brother from Liberia, you know that. Children who sniff glue don't live to 15 years old. They will die before then because it dries all your lungs and everything. I had no education until I was 21. Never been in school. This would be my schoolmate. When I went to school, come here, bro. Help me to preach. Help me. I was in a class with the children like this. But I never gave up. Here I am. Keep on climbing up. Yay. Yay. You're going to be a great preacher. Dear Heavenly Father, I declare anointing over this young man. And through him, the parents will see glory and power in their family. In Jesus' name. Amen. So I was that time in class. I gave up completely. I know the pain of giving up. But there is a friend that comes in when other friends are walking out. There is a friend who does not care how you sting. So they are telling Jesus, he is smelly. I love what Jesus is saying. Jesus first is saying, let us go to Judea. Jesus always wants to come where trouble is. He is a funeral stopper. Hey! Jesus is a funeral stopper. He stops funerals. If you want to die, don't get into Jesus. But when you are in Jesus, you have life and life indeed. Now, Jesus goes to these people, 11. And Jesus said this. He told Lazarus is dead. Lazarus is dead. And one of the powerful words Jesus says, he says, remove the stone. That's what I've come to do today here. I'm going to remove the stone.
All right.
I'm going to remove the stone. There is a stone always has been put in front of you. Not only you are dead, you are also covered with a stone. And Jesus said, remove the stone. And Jesus calls him. And he said, Lazarus. Okay, verse 34. Where have you laid him? Verse 39. Jesus said, take away the stone. I want to meet death face by face. Today, Jesus wants to meet your situation the way it is. It doesn't matter how many people have said it is smelly. It doesn't matter how many people have said it is impossible. I am here in Jubilee by faith, not by invitation, by heavenly order.
Hallelujah.
I have been ordered to come here and to declare to you, it's over. You're entering to a new move. This church, it is going, Pastor, let me prophesy this. I hear God saying to you now, you have to go down to ground zero. Because what God is doing,
yes,
it is so huge that you need a stronger foundation. And this foundation is not what man has laid. It's what God has laid. And in this new foundation, God is going to make you a father. Today, you're getting a new spirit. And this spirit is not just to be a pastor. We have many pastors, but there are those who are fathers. There will be a spirit of a father. A spirit of a father is a spirit that runs towards the son. Don't wait for the sons to come. Yes, in the name of Jesus. So Jesus here is saying, remove the stone. Listen, remove the stone. Where have you laid him? Take away the stone. And finally, Jesus calls him by name. Now, that's what I want you to understand before I finish. Jesus is calling you by your name. When I say Jesus, I want you to shout your name. Jesus!
Yeah.
Your name. Don't shout the name of your neighbor or your friend. Your name. 1, 2, 3. Jesus!
Yeah.
No, I want you to shout your name. Jesus! Michael.
Yeah.
Jesus is not calling Lazarus by relation. He's calling him by his name. And he's calling him, say, come forth. Today I saw angels in this church with the packages of goods. But every package has its name. And every package has a special name. And that name is your name. So your blessing will never go to someone else. Your blessing is coming to you.
Hallelujah.
How do I know that? It was when I was sick after sniffing glue for 9 years. I was in a hospital ready to die. People had run away from me. Everybody believed I was going to die. But someone walked in and he called me by my name. And he said, Mama, my name is not Mike. My name is Mika. That's the only name my father used to call me. So the angel of God called me Mika. I'm going to heal you. I'm going to use you to the nations of the world. That one I didn't believe. Because I didn't know English. I didn't know how to read and write. And I didn't have even birth certificate. Me and Obama, we are the same. We don't have birth certificate. Even now, America is still trying to get Obama's birth certificate. We don't have. I even don't have my own birth certificate. So in poverty, God visited me and he called me by my name. I hear God calling you by your name. I don't care how many people have called you and called you a failure. There is a new voice calling you today. And he's saying you're going to win in the name of Jesus. My last word in that scripture, verse 11 and chapter 11, verse 44. And Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. The other part, Jesus said, loose him and let him go. Now, that's the word of God. Loose him and let him go. Go. That's why we are having a mission Sunday today. Is to lose people and let them go.
Yes.
Lose him and let him go. What am I trying to say here? Even the fact that Lazarus had risen from the dead, he was still bound. We have many Christians who have been raised from dead, but they are still bound. And many of them are here in America. Because here in America, you don't have demons, you have issues. When an American guy does something that is demonic, he doesn't call it the devil. He says, this is my issue. Let me tell you the truth. That's not an issue. That's a demon. And today... Oh, this is my problem. That's not a problem. That's a spirit. We need to cast it out. Because the blood of Jesus don't wash issues. It washes sins. That's why when you confess, he is faithful to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Time has come, a church must walk in holiness, a church must walk in power, the church must not be intimidated. It is our time.
Yes, yes it is.
But for us to walk in that, we must face the issues we call issues and see behind that issue is a demon and cast out the demon and walk free. So Lazarus has been raised from the grave. But at the same time, he's still tied.
Yes.
If Jesus would walk away in the evening, there would be another funeral of Lazarus. He would still die because he could not eat. His hands were locked. He could not walk. His feet were bound. He still smelled the grave. He still smelled failure. But Jesus says this word, untie. That's the word I have for Jubilee, is to untie somebody today. And when God untie you, you will never go back to the grave. Untie him and let him walk and let him go. There are people you are in a position you should be not in now. Every year you're in the same position and you think it is God's will. That is a devil. And the devil has no power over your life today in the name of Jesus. But you must be also willing, be willing to be untied. You must be tired with that spirit. I am tired with the failure. I am tired with the sickness. I am tired with the diseases. I am tired with the sin. I must walk to my destiny. There is a destiny provided for you. And this destiny is for greatness. There is a great destiny created for you. And I want to tell you, this church today is going to a new destiny. And if this is your first time, I want to welcome you to be not the first time. Keep on coming. Do you know the best way to be a member of any church? It's not by registering. It's just by coming. Keep on coming. Because this is a new move today. There are people, you have been tied. You can't make a decision. And every decision you make is the same decision you made last year. and you expect a new year this year. That's a lie. I know people have been fasting, Pastor. I'm not against fasting. But I hate when people fast without knowledge. Because fasting can never change anything. Trust me. Fasting only changes your body. You become an hungry sinner or a full sinner. You are the same. If you fast as a sinner, you are only a thirsty, hungry, and weak sinner. When you don't, you are full but still a sinner. Fasting changes your attitudes so that your attitude can connect to his longitude. Yes. And so that you can receive what God wants. Yes. Yes. So, there are many Christians who think Christianity is a religion. Christianity is freedom. It is freedom. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. That's why the Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. When there is no liberty, you have been tied. If there is no liberty in your home, there is a string tying you. You know, a house doesn't make it happy because it's a big house. There are many people who are slaves in big houses, who are prisoners in their own homes, who are dying in a good place. There are people who are dying with money in the bank. There are millionaires, people who are dying. The money doesn't give them joy because they need to be untied. And today, in the name of Jesus, I declare freedom right now. Untie! When you are untied, you will walk in love. When you are untied, you will walk in forgiveness. There are people here you cannot forgive because you are tied. And you think, oh, one day, I don't know. You wait for people to ask you for forgiveness. You're going to die. You don't forgive because they need forgiveness. You forgive because you need forgiveness. Yeah. Hallelujah. You don't forgive because they have humbled and they have said they are sorry. Unforgiveness, write it down, my sister. Unforgiveness is like taking poison and waiting the other person to die. So one of the key people will be untied today. You're going to be untied from unforgiveness. That you can walk now with a clean heart. No matter what they did to you. No matter what they said about you. Do you know why they said something about you? Because you are important. If you are useless, we don't talk about useless people. Useless people don't matter. They talk about you because your star is shining. They are not fighting you, they are fighting your star. When people fight your star, they can put all kind of accusation. But when you know who you are in the Lord, walk in the freedom. Be untied today. How many of you are ready to be untied? I want to be untied from failures. God untied me from the hospital. God untied me from hatred. Fear of death, I was untied from. Today there are people here, you have fear of things that killed your mother, killed your people, and you think they will kill you. Today, we can untie you from everything. And we don't need anything. All we need to say is, yes, Jesus. And Jesus said to this guy, arise, Lazarus, come forth. And he came forth. I am calling you to come forth. You have been behind for many days. You have been locked down for many days. Today, you're walking for free. No more lockdown. Today, I declare, lockdown is over. Your financial lockdown is over. Your spiritual lockdown is over. Lockdown in your heart is over. Lockdown in your relationship. I hear God saying, I'm going to heal relationship today. I'm going to heal family today. Lockdown is over. After 9 years, God healed me, took me to school. I went back to Britain for studies. And there is a free overtaking in the spiritual highway. Free overtaking means there are people who are ahead of you. And you think, wow, I wish. Stop wishing. Walk forward because you're going to go far. Because goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. I am speaking revival into your family. This revival will bring financial breakthrough. I see breakthrough you have never even imagined. Father, Bob, come here. Come here, Bob, please. I am blessing you. I see, you know, you're a father, a great father, but you are never fathered. So now you are doing a job you didn't taught to do. But today, we bless you with the blessing of your father. Yeah. Declare bless you. Untie him. Untie him. He's going through victory. He's going through healing. Today there will be deep healing. Can I talk to you? I see deep healing coming over your life. This is deeper healing. Healing for many, many years of your life. Healing of things even no one knows that you went through, but you came out. Today, let there be that healing. In Jesus' name. Untie him. Because if you're not tied, you will still die. Today, I untie you by faith. I untie this family in the mighty name of Jesus. Untying means you're going to walk in your breakthrough today. This year, you're going to finish strong. This year, people will change your name. Those who called you smelling or dead, they're going to come back to you. Everything you have lost is coming back. I see restoration. Great restoration. From the crown of your head, that's powerful, to the sole of your feet, so shall it be. In the mighty name of Jesus. Untie him. God wants to untie people. He will untie you to walk in health. No more fear. He will untie you to win souls. I want Sunday, someone here today will be untied. And on Sunday, he will bring more people. God is untying people here. This place will be too small for any service. Because God is going to untie. Hear me now in the name of Jesus. This will be a small place, I'm telling you. God is untying people here today. There are people who have been coming to this church. No change. No change. You become a stumbling block. Today, I release change in your life. I release change in the name of Jesus. When you are untied, you don't wait for people. When you are untied, you walk by faith. I walk by faith. I right now, Pastor, I have bishops under me. There are 6,000 bishops under me. And those are bishops who take instruction from me. 6,000. So we have a congregation all over Kenya of 2.8 million people. But I don't know, I want to tell you how we got it there. It was not by platform, by preaching here. It was by people listening the word of God and take it out. Yes. Yes. I repeat, it is by people receiving the word of God and take it out and telling people, come and see where I got changes. There are people here, you don't speak anything. We teach in our church, when you see something bad about us, tell us. When you see something good, tell others. But in America, it's opposite. Let me repeat. In Kenya, when you see something bad about me, tell me. When you see something good about me, tell others. But in America, it's when they see something bad, they tell others.
Yeah, say it.
And when they see good, they don't even tell you. But today, we are going to go free. Are we ready?
Yes.
I am feeling freedom myself. I am feeling freedom right now. I have family that God has untied. Family, my family were walking in poverty. God untied them. They were walking in sickness. God untied them. I have seen a resurrection in my life. Not a spiritual one, a real dead. Someone has brought a dead person, leaving them with me. And when they come back, they pick their person. It is not impossible. It is you who has never gone to try. Because you have to go. You will not see miracle if you don't go. You will not see signs if you don't go. You know when you give your money? It's when you get a testimony. That's why I say it is test money. When you test your money, you're going to get a testimony. And I see increase in people's life. There are people here, you're going to get a new job from today. There are people here from today, you're going to get a promotion. But the question is, are you ready? Anybody ready? Anybody ready? Anybody ready? I'm finished. The biggest spirit that is killing people today is a spirit of depression. And God is telling me now, before I pray for everyone, I fight a spirit of depression. Spirit of depression makes you lonely even when you have people around you. Because loneliness is not how many people around you. It's a state of mind. And I see death is coming to somebody if we don't break that spirit now. You are mentally suicidal. You have not tried to kill yourself, but already you have killed yourself mentally. Because when you allow discouragement to come over you, you are like dethroning God. Okay. Worry means, God, come out of that seat. I want to sit there. It's dethroning God. It's to tell God, you're not good enough for me. I can do me. I am loving me. I work for me. But today God is breaking that spirit. There are three people here who have gone through pain in lives. Everything that has been done with it to you, you're right. But being right doesn't mean you need to die in that position. God wants to heal you now. If that person comes here now, they're going to be healed from discouragement completely. Because it is a demon. It is not what you think a situation. If you're here, walk up, stand up. Don't wait for anybody and come forward. I'm going to pray for you. Don't care what they can talk, because they will still talk. You shall not die. Now I'm fighting the spirit of death. Come. Don't care what anybody is thinking, because it's for freedom. Ma. Fire in the name of Jesus. Shekere baba. Don't fear. This is an opportunity. You will never get it anywhere, because this is from Holy Ghost.
Yes.
This is not me, Pastor Lynn. This is the Holy Spirit telling me. There are people condemned to die. Today, I am canceling the spirit of death in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, let the prayer of a prisoner come before you. According to your power, Lord, to preserve those with appointment with the death. Masha baba baba. Borike baba baba. Roba baba baba sanda. Zekete la baba bush. Hear me, I have a word of God for you, bro. I have a word of God for you. God is saying it's over. Pain, it's over. Voices, it's over.